fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 10th day of August, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm pleased to say we do start with a pledge every day of the week. Today we have Deputy Hendricks with us. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. How's you coming on your homework assignments, Deputy?
They're coming along. They ain't going to be able to talk to you anytime soon. I'm still talking to them about it. They're pretty busy. In fact, some of that, the things you talked about, people and being unavailable because they did get the clot shot, has occurred here. I'm sure it's happening in other communities as well, but in particular, our court recorder for this week, with a particular judge, has gotten the clot shot and several of the boosters, and now for the third time, she has so-called COVID, even though she got the shot and the boosters. And then... So it's starting to affect other industries, and the at least two of the funeral homes I've talked to, they're so busy they need to get some hired help, and they can't get nobody to come on board and help them because people don't want to work, and or they got the and some of their own people got the shot, and now they're starting to have the side effects from it. So. It's starting to happen here locally. I don't know, and I'm sure it's happening elsewhere throughout the country, but I don't know if anybody else is having trouble, in particular the funeral homes, of getting extra help to help them out because they're so busy.
Well, there's more than a million people a year dying who would not be dying normally, at 3,000 people per day, which is roughly... every 2 days, the equivalent of Pearl Harbor in 9/11/01, every 2 days. That's where we are, Deputy. Well, continue on your homework assignment, and when you get a chance to give us some detailed reports, we'll look forward to that, sir.
Sure, and y'all have a great day as always, and of course, take care, God bless, and Kudzu is king.
Roger that. Thank you, Deputy. And we do have with us my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, and good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir.
I understand you've got a funny tale for us this morning. Please proceed.
I do. I do believe, John, my friend, that it is important to start the day with a smile. And this is a clean joke that can be repeated to the kids. So Johnny and Susie are working in this big manufacturing plant, John. And Susie looks out the window and says to Johnny, "Wow, it is such a beautiful day. Way too nice to be working. And as a matter of fact, Johnny, I've got an idea." So Susie starts to take off. She goes up the stairs. She goes up to the rafters up on the ceiling and starts hanging from the rafters. And she's swinging back and forth, and she calls out to the boss, "Boss, come here, come here." The boss comes into the room and looks up at Susie and says, "Susie, what are you doing up there?" She goes, "I'm a light bulb. I'm a light bulb." She keeps saying, "I'm a light bulb." And the boss looks at Susie and says, "Susie, you get down from there right now. You've been working way too hard. I think you need to take the day off." So she winks at Johnny. She gets down and she starts to head out the door. So Johnny looks at her and thinks to himself, "Well, I'm leaving too." So he starts to follow her out the door. Boss says to Johnny, "Johnny, what are you doing? Where are you going?" He goes, "Boss, really? Do you expect me to work in the dark?"
Yeah, okay. I like that. That's good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, I think it is important to smile, really. The news out there isn't pretty. I was watching that guy, Dan, from I really respect his work. And he was reporting today. Actually, technically, it was yesterday. He was reporting on real inflation, not the inflation numbers that they're giving us. And this new legislation that passed that's not going to do anything but hurt, you know, the lower middle class through taxes. And it's quite depressing. But, you know, we just move on and, you know, we do what we have to do, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, doing a segue from there, I just took delivery earlier this week of the book titled The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the third edition. And I have here in front of me the PDF of the second edition, published in 1968. Published by the American Psychiatric Association, Washington, D.C. The 1968 edition lists homosexuality as a mental illness. That would be the DSM-2. The DSM-3, published about 10 years later, does not. They just cut it out. It's gone. So the way to eliminate mental disorders is just to cut them out of the book, and they don't exist anymore. What a nice way to eliminate, well, let's say, schizophrenia. We can eliminate schizophrenia just by not printing it in the next edition. Therefore, you can't be diagnosed with something that doesn't exist. Can you, Chance?
Well, I mean, yeah, it doesn't just go away, does it, John? I mean,
well it does.
A serious illness.
Psychiatrists no longer treat something that doesn't exist. In 1968 and earlier, they treated homosexuality as a mental disorder because it was. And it existed. But doctors cannot and do not treat something that does not exist. So once it's been cut out of the book, you can't treat something that doesn't exist.
Can we go as far to say with homosexuality that not only do they not consider it a mental illness, but they, in this time, in this day and age, they encourage it?
Well, it's celebrated. Now, this particular mental illness.
That's a better word. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Well, Let's pick one out. Let's say schizophrenia. Let's have pride marches for schizophrenia. Let's have flags and T-shirts printed up to celebrate schizophrenia. Let's teach in the schools that schizophrenia is a great thing and something people should strive for and emulate. That's what's been done with another mental illness, hasn't it?
Wow. You know, you can't make this stuff up, John. You just can't make this stuff up. It's just unbelievable. You know, there's parades all over, you know, the United States to come out and express, you know, how you, the way that you choose to, you know, run your life. And I saw a video not too long ago. This took place in California. You can figure out probably what that city is. And it was a drag parade. Now, in my day, drag meant racing. Well, exactly. This was definitely not racing. Boy, brother, I mean, what you saw was almost disturbing, if I could say that.
Almost disturbing?
Well, you know, I mean, I could have gone all day without seeing that video, but it you know, I saw it. It's too late. It's already in my head. But no, brother, I mean, you look at the videos, you look at the material that's out here today, and you wonder why. Well, you don't have to wonder why. You just look around. These children are so confused. They talk about between themselves, but what they're exposed to in their own academic, you know, schools and colleges and junior colleges and, you know, what their own professors are teaching them, it's just, it's mind-boggling. And then you wonder why we have these kids that are have all this violence and they're shooting other kids. I mean, it goes beyond confusion. I think... It comes down to a sort of a brainwashing from a very early age by people other than their parents influencing them in their minds.
Well, in addition to what you're saying, which I agree with, in addition to that, we have a make-believe mental disorder. I say make-believe, and I'll get to that in a moment, ADHD, hyperactive disorder, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The doctor who developed that diagnosis gave one last interview before he died. He became incredibly wealthy developing drugs to treat the make-believe diagnosis that he came up with. And he admitted in that one last interview before his death that the whole thing was a fantasy. It's real easy if you're a parent or grandparent and there's a child in your family diagnosed with ADHD, there's a simple cure. Do you know what that simple cure is, Chance?
No, sir.
Well, buy a plane ticket to England or Germany or France. Germany's had medical schools for centuries open to students. They're very modern, advanced medical. There's no diagnosis for ADHD in Germany, so the moment you get off the plane, you no longer have ADHD because it doesn't exist in Germany. The moment you get off the plane in Paris, you no longer have ADHD because it doesn't exist in Paris or France. The moment you get off the plane at Heathrow Airport in England, you no longer have ADHD because it doesn't exist in England. That's a pretty simple cure, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a pretty simple cure. I wonder if that maybe relates to homosexuality in certain countries and villages in the world.
Well, if you get a plane ticket to Tehran, Iran, it'll cure homosexuality real quick because they'll push you off the roof of a six-story building, and you're cured.
Oh, I needed that laugh. That's actually pretty funny. They'll push you off the roof.
Well, that's what they do. I'm not making this up. That's what they do with homosexuals in Iran. They push them off the roof of at least a three-story building. I think you could survive and be disabled if it's a one- or two-story building. But by the time you've dropped 30 feet, you're probably going to die. And by the time you drop 60 feet, almost certainly going to die.
I imagine then that most of those guys and gals are probably still in the closet.
Well, there's a percentage. It ranges between 1 and 3% of adults who are attracted to the same sex, men and women. And it's always been that way. The American Indians, and I don't know about all tribes, I just found out in the last day or so, there were 4,000 tribes before Columbus came here. But some of these tribes, the one in my area was the Osage, great people, peaceful people. But if a man, a boy was exhibiting female characteristics as he's reaching puberty, they just basically did not allow him to wear male clothes. They forced him to wear female clothes and act and behave as a woman the rest of his life, and not procreate. And so they were attempting to make sure that homosexual males could not procreate and have any more, get it out of the, I don't know if it works that way or not, but that's what they were doing.
Actually, John, there's something we have in common. Osage in Missouri, I went to for 4 years. Yeah, 4 years. That camp when I was in Boy Scouts. And they call it the Tribe of Miquelsay. And you go through, starting from brave warrior, you know, et cetera, you go through all of those stages. But, those customs that the tribe had back then, they still, I don't know about today, but back in the late 70s, I went there for 4 years. Very interesting.
All right. So did you become an Eagle Scout?
I am an Eagle Scout, yeah.
All right.
1980, I became an Eagle Scout.
You ever heard my Boy Scout story?
No, go right ahead. I'm interested.
Oh, beginning of sixth grade school year, they had the first organizational meeting of the Boy Scouts. And of course, this was about 1960 or so, 59. And I wanted to join the Boy Scouts and do Davy Crockett stuff and Daniel Boone stuff and out in the woods, learning all the skills of a woodsman. So I went to the first organizational meeting. I was living in a upper middle class, 95% Jewish neighborhood. Both the Boy Scout leaders, the dads, were Jewish, and they told us what we would do: September, October, November, December, and so forth. Beginning in September, we were going to go see Cardinal football, baseball games, and then when the baseball season ended, we were going to go watch professional basketball games, and then in the spring we would go back to watching professional baseball games. Oh, that was the schedule for the year.
Oh, my.
I never went back. I was so disappointed that I was not going to learn Davy Crockett stuff from the Boy Scouts of America, that I would be going to watch other men, these grown men, play their sports on the field instead of doing and learning Davy Crockett stuff out in the woods, which is what I always thought the Boy Scouts were all about. So I never went back.
Well, that scoutmaster apparently was a sports enthusiast. We actually did go on campouts every month to earn our merit badges and things like that every month. And in Missouri, as you know, the climate, when it's hot, it's hot. When it's cold, it's cold. I remember camping out in the middle of the winter. And, you know, and you learn a lot of skill sets. You learn how to keep warm. You learn how to do what you need to do to survive. And
prepare a meal, field sanitation, stay dry, all those things.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why I do what I do today. I went right from that into the military and search and rescue. And this is the background, right? This is what we talk about on a regular basis. But it all started because of the Boy Scouts. And so I look back on those days as fond memories, and I learned a lot. But one real quick funny note, you know, you're green, they call them tenderfoot. That's the first badge, tenderfoot. You're green. Well, my first camp out, I was told to go over to this area and to watch this hole, and I'm supposed to wait for this snipe, S-N-I-P-E.
Oh, they got you going.
Oh, brother. I mean, I stood over there for hours. And finally, the scoutmaster says, Chance, what are you doing? He goes, I was told to watch out for these snipes. We're going to eat them. He goes, Chance, there's no such thing as snipes. Would you guys please leave him alone?
Yeah. Actually, there is a small bird called a snipe, but that's beside the point. We got a call here. We have a break coming up. Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat. Hold on, Pat. We got a break.
Okay.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, and much of it is organic. And we got a caller here, Chance. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, John. You told us that you couldn't wait to see Tom Cruise's new movie, probably The Flying Snake. But the point is, That man has been homosexual the whole time. The first 300 people I saw talking about his new movie said, well, I wouldn't go give money to a guy like that and let him go back to his fake religion, whatever that thing is. So then they took all of that off, and from then on, it was all good stuff. So, and I wanted to tell you that when the GM met in Austin, where they were this year, they made part of their that homosexuality is a mental illness twice. They did.
Okay, good. Anything else, Pat?
Oh, no. No, I was just going to say that I knew somebody from Hollywood, so they know that he had to pay that woman to have his kids, but he never lived with her. Okay.
I
forgot.
All right. Well, thank you, Pat. We appreciate it. Well, within music and entertainment industry, there's certainly a larger percentage of homosexuals than the general population, aren't there, Chance?
Well, I can't really speak to that. My wife was an actress. She knows a little bit more than I do. She said it was pretty prevalent when she was there on all levels, all the way to the top. So, yeah, I imagine that does take place. Yeah, interesting. I do have some exciting news for you, John.
Let's hear the exciting news. All right.
Simply Clean Foods. We just arrived yesterday, two new products that we just got in. Matter of fact, we tested them yesterday. They go through a series of tests for to make sure that there's no glyphosates, they're non-GMO, as well as heavy metals, and they pass the test with flying colors. The first item is shallots. Now, if you don't know what a shallot is, it is related to the onion family. Versus being hot, it's actually a sweet onion. It's not technically an onion, but it's sweet, but it does have a bite to it, right? I want you to check that out. What we're going to do, well, let me go ahead and give you the second item. The second item I'm very excited about as well. It's cauliflower powder. So for those who have had cauliflower tortillas, there's going to be a recipe on our site for that. You will really appreciate this powder. You can make these tortillas. The difference is they do not contain the gluten that a wheat or a wheat tortilla has, right? But they have this really nice flavor to them. So after you have maybe, say, a burrito or a taco or whatever you might fill that tortilla with, you don't feel like you're tired. That's what gluten does to you, of course, right? As a matter of fact, you feel a little bit energized, and it's healthy, very, very low in carbohydrates, but still has the fiber that you need. So I want you guys to check those two items out. And I have a special going on those as well as a launch. And then blackberries are back. For anyone who doesn't know, blackberries are packed with vitamin C. They help build your immune system and keep it strong. Okay, so our freeze-dried blackberries are back. Here's what we're going to do, John. And I will ask people to be patient, okay? I have submitted the information to my IT guys. They're going to get it on our website today, but it's not up yet. It just came in yesterday. So for the shallots and for the cauliflower powder, for a limited time, we're going to call it till Friday evening, John. Until Friday, we're going to do a buy one, get one free. That's just as a launch, and it's a way to get that out there, people. It's very affordable. It's going to be, if you buy one, automatically we're going to send you one. Guys, that's like 10 bucks a piece. That's a steal. On the blackberries, if you buy two, we're going to give you one free. Automatic, if you buy two, we'll give you one free. So if you order one, you're only going to get one. But if you order two, you're going to get one free. So take a look at that. It should be up, guys. I'm thinking probably by 1 o'clock today. The IT guys will be all done with that. It'll be up and ready to roll.
All right. Well, that's a great offer. Buy one, get one free. And that goes until, what, midnight Friday?
Yeah, midnight Friday, I think. We didn't bring in a whole pallet like we normally do, so I can't extend this out really past Friday evening. But I would encourage people, due to, you know, everything being so expensive right now, you might want to take advantage of that, okay? Buy one, get one free on the shallots and the cauliflower powder, and buy two, get one free on the blackberries.
All right. All right. Here's our 5-hour break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Boy Who Cried Wolf said, "What?" I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The Biden administration has declared monkeypox a public health emergency. Yes, 5 children and a pregnant woman have monkeypox. But 98% of cases are men who have sex with men, and only 5 people in the world have died from the disease. And all of that is beside my point. By declaring a public health emergency, federal money, your tax dollars, is now up for grabs again. We are a nation that is supposed to be essentially 50 sovereign states. The federal government declaring an emergency every time you turn on the news erodes that sovereignty. Federal money, your tax dollars, have become nothing more than a carrot dangled in front of the state's budget committees. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do private consultations more than ever, quite frankly, typically 2 to 3 a week these days, helping people get the information, get the focus they need, the laser clarity they need to make major decisions. Details on private consultations at thelibertyman.com. Of course, I sell interesting products here, including Simply Clean Foods under products. We'll be hearing Friday from the production engineer, that would be Brady, at the Liberator Rocket Heaters. It will be winter in just a very few short months. It will be. If you want your Liberator Rocket Heater ordered, delivered, and installed before it gets cold, now is the time to be doing that. And these heaters will heat up to 2,000 square feet, so you need to check those out. And, of course, energy cleaners. I talked to Mr. Berryhill, the manufacturer, yesterday. I expect a delivery Thursday evening. I'll be shipping out all the back orders Friday morning and helping people get their lives back. If you already have an engine cleaner, check out the Micro Plush throws. They're elegant. They're cozy. You can use them on your car seat, on your recliner, on your bed, on your sofa, and get that more benefit from the energy cleaner. Only $75 shipping included. Toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, your Micro Plush throw is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. And Chance, do you still have the special deal for my listeners there? Tell us about that if it's still available.
We do. Yeah, it's called the Liberty Pack. The Liberty Pack, you can find it on our website under specials and variety packs. It's a great pack because it includes fruits and vegetables. It's a great way to try out our products, see how you can use those in your regular daily dietary routine. All of the products, as a matter of fact, I don't think I've said this in a while, in that pack have up to a 20-year shelf life, folks. So I want you to consider something just for a second. We know we've all been to the store recently. We know what food prices are going up and up and up. Imagine that food and that Liberty Pack, that thing, it's under $200, John, and it's an entire month's worth of food. Imagine what that's just going to cost next year and the year after that. But
that's things
go out 10, 15, 20 years. Guys, this is an investment in you. This is an investment for your family. Food is something that is very important, as well as water and a way to heat that food. You need to have this on hand, and the Liberty Pack is a great way to do that. Plus, it supports this program, and John, that this information that you're putting out, and it's a lot of work. I used to have a show. I know it's a lot of work to do this, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. So please, folks, support John. The Liberty Pack is a great way to do that.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Well, Chance, I'm going to have Jeff Nyquist on the third hour today. He gets more airtime than just about anybody else here on my show. Well, actually, he does get more airtime than anybody else. He's prognosticating the efforts of China to prepare for war with the United States, the efforts of Russia to combine with China with war with the United States. What's going on right now with Taiwan is preparatory to that war, I believe. And the time to get food in preparation for hard times, whether it's hard economic times or World War III or both, that time is right now, isn't it, sir?
It is. You follow Mike Adams, and I was listening to one of his podcasts, and I think we were talking about what's happened in our country going back to before even the Clinton years, is we have handed over our manufacturing to China. With all of that money and these backwards deals that we made, one-way deals, they have now built a military that I wouldn't say is great as our military, but it's getting pretty close. They have a full naval fleet. They have nuclear. They have a huge army. They have the capability, to take out, the world, if that need be. But it's interesting that this leader, the Chinese, especially in the past 50 years, they operate basically on a type of honor, right? And so what they say is usually what they do, right? They back up their words with action. And unfortunately, for Taiwan and possibly us, this is not going to be a good scene. This could turn out to be a very dangerous, dangerous thing, this meddling that we're doing right now. I'm not going to get into all the political side of things because it's just my opinion. But I would say that things are getting heated in that part of the world, and we need to be a little bit more cautious in how we deal with the situation, this current administration. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And people need to be aware of what's going on in the world. It's for many folks, it's hard to visualize how something 12 time zones away, half a planet away, it can affect you in your neighborhood. And until you go to pick up a couple of cans of diesel oil for your diesel engine, until you go to get something you need that is not available because of the supply chain being disrupted. I have to deal with this all the time with the energy cleaner and the difficulties getting these computer chips to build the energy cleaners. So these things half a world away do affect us, sometimes very directly, sometimes indirectly, don't they, Chance?
They do. Let's just pick one, just one entity. Here in our small town, we have two dealerships, two automotive dealerships, one Chevy, one Ford. I went into the Ford dealership looking around for another truck. The salesman, who I know, told me, Chance, all of the vehicles on this lot, all of the new vehicles are sold. These are vehicles that were ordered and are just waiting for the customers to pick them up, or they are for big companies, right, that have ordered, you know, 8 or 9 trucks at a time, right? So there's nothing for sale. And I said, what? There's no new vehicles for sale. He goes, no, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, if you want a new vehicle, you should probably order it now. It might be 3 or 4 months before you see it, but you should probably get it ordered. And I don't think so, right? So this is kind of where we're at with these chips and many other things that affect all of the products, including yours, is this logistical nightmare that we're having right now, getting these parts into the U.S.
Well, if Ford Motor Company can't get these things, where does that leave the little guy, like my friend Tom Berlin, manufacturing these energy cleaners? He gets packets of these chips. These are tiny things. You can fit one on the head of a pin, and see, you'll still see the sides of the head of the pin. They're so small. And he gets these packets, and some are the correct ones, and some are not. And he has to pick through them. He has diagnostic equipment to test these as to what exactly they are. Our modern world is filled up top to bottom, left to right, with things that require computer chips, isn't it, Chance?
No, that's absolutely true. I mean, this is the world that we live in, the world of technology, right? And now, more than ever, we require this technology, unfortunately. You know, I want to segue for a second. I feel like this needs to be discussed, and then we'll get back to the information that we need to get out there. I got a call yesterday from a therapist on the East Coast, and she opened up to me, and she said the following. She goes, she's never been in her 20 years of counseling so busy as she's been in the past 12 months. And I said, what's going on? She goes, depression. Depression is at an all-time high. A lot of it is due to the financial woes that we're all dealing with families, just trying to support their family, keep food on the table, but for employees as well that are dealing with more of a workload, more hours, right? And she said, you know, it's a major problem, and not a lot of people are talking about it. So, John, I'm not a psychologist. I don't play one on TV, but I want to say this. Folks, everything in our life, you know, it's like a roller coaster ride, right? It's seasonal. We're going to go through our ups and downs. We're going to go through, you know, the good times and the bad times, but just know that at the end of the day, right, all these things will pass. We just have to be patient. And for those who are believers, like myself and John, we give that over to our Father and all that stress. So, folks, you know, get through this. We'll all get through this. Things will change. Administrations change. Financial woes will change. We just have to get through this with a with a strong heart and a faith and a belief system that will get us through.
I agree absolutely. We had open lines. You got a question or comment here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. And if you like what you hear on Republic Broadcasting, please consider making a donation. We're not quite self-sufficient. Since Mr. Stattmiller passed last year, we're working at becoming completely self-sufficient. But we're not quite there yet, and your donations would be much appreciated. Well, Chance, in your neighborhood, have you noticed an increase in funerals, sir?
I mentioned this about a month ago. We only have one funeral home here, and every time you have to pass it when you go through town. Every time I go through, it seems like there's a funeral happening in that moment. And if you look at the obituaries in our local paper, they take up an entire page, which is, I mean, this is a town, John, of under 6,000 people, right?
Right.
So what does that tell you, right? So it's not just senior citizens that are passing. It's people of all ages that are passing, including young people. And it's sad. But multiply that times 1,000 in some of our big major cities like Chicago, New York, L.A., for example, right? You can imagine they have 50 to 100, you know, funeral homes in these big cities. And they're all busy. I mean, this is not good. Mike Adams was talking about that too. The death rate being so high right now, and not due to just old age.
No, not at all. It's right at. We average before July of last year, we averaged 7,500 people die per day in the United States. That was the average. It had been for decades. That's increased beginning July of last year. That increased. We're now at 3,000 additional deaths per day. That's more than 1 million additional deaths per year. Many of those among working age men and women between 18 and 60 years old who otherwise would be leading happy, healthy, productive lives. That's, you know, Pearl Harbor, I believe we lost about 3,000 men, some women. 9/11/01, just over 3,000, I believe. We're losing the equivalent of a Pearl Harbor every day of the week, of additional people dying who would not be dead otherwise. And it's going largely unnoticed. We have the healthcare professionals now calling it sudden onset adult syndrome or death syndrome, something like, I forget what the acronym is, but they come up with this acronym that has no basis in reality or science to give some accounting, and saying things like, if you run in hot weather, you'll die. If you take cold weather, you'll have a heart attack, making these silly excuses for why all these people are dying. It's got to become mainstream news sometime soon. How long can they hide an additional 3,000 people dying per day? How long can they do that, Chance?
Well, those numbers, you said 750 per day. Now it's 3,000. That's a 400% increase. That's an easy computation, right? So you're right. How long is it going to take before, you know, people start to really scream at the top of their lungs and say enough, right?
No, 40%, not 400.
750 to 3,000? Okay.
7,500 to 3,000.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So, my apologies. So,
that's okay.
You know, this is kind of the situation that we're dealing with right now. And here's what's interesting. I mentioned this last week. 2 years ago, if you went into... you went to a hospital because you weren't feeling well. Maybe it was a flu. Maybe it was the cold. They would diagnose that as COVID and get that money, right? Now people are dying, and they're diagnosing this as, they had a heart attack, right? Or immune system, you know, failure, but not COVID-related. See, that's the shell game that they're playing. And, you know, they're not saying the true cause of getting these shots, these vaccines and the boosters on top of it, because what it's going to lead to is lawsuits, right? And some of them have already started. Mike Adams said just yesterday that, yes, they're protected. These companies are protected against lawsuits only if the information that they gave the FDA wasn't fraudulent. If the information is deemed fraudulent, which it is, then they're opened to these lawsuits. And you know, John, these attorneys, you see them on TV, whether it's Monsanto or some drug that went awry, these attorneys are going to jump on this. And I can just imagine how some of these major vaccine companies like Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, how they're going to go bankrupt, John. So,
well, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
They need to go bankrupt.
Yes, sir.
Well, once lawsuits are filed and the plaintiffs have the power of subpoena, they will subpoena documents and they will subpoena individuals to give sworn testimony. And that's when the truth will start coming out publicly. I already know the truth because of my private sources. But when it starts coming out publicly and these juries start seeing the truth, the depositions, the documents, that's when the massive judgments will start being handed down. With no protection, the protection they now enjoy evaporates once it becomes clear there's criminal intent.
Right, and let's talk about accountability for just a second. You know, you had all of these big fake news media outlets saying how safe, you know, these vaccines were. Are they accountable, John? I mean, in these suits, are they accountable?
Well, we have precedent for this. The Nuremberg trials, and trials it took place for decades afterwards. If you were a German soldier who repaired the trucks at the concentration camp, never saw or touched the prisoners, you were found guilty, and your defense of "I was only following orders" didn't work. If you repaired the electrical system that kept the lights on at the prison camp as a German soldier, you were found guilty, and the defense "I was only following orders" didn't work. So we have precedents for men and women who work for Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. When they claim "I was only following orders," that defense is not going to work. So So we have legal precedents for the ineffectiveness of saying to a judge or a jury, "I was only following orders," is not going to work, Chance.
No, agreed. Did we need to? I'm reading the text. Did we need to go to break or not, John?
Break's finished. I heard no bumper music, and
I didn't either.
So nothing. That's over. It will be a game changer. These pharmaceutical companies, by the way, you can, let's look at one like Bayer, for example. You can trace back the lineage of Bayer directly to the Third Reich, and other major pharmaceutical companies have similar historical direct lineage ties to third companies that were active in Germany during the Third Reich. It's a kind of an interesting side note, isn't it?
That is interesting. I know Bayer is a very old company. And by the way, you know that they purchased Monsanto.
Oh, yeah. That's my hometown. You live in St. Louis. You're going to know people and be related to people, one or the other, that work at Monsanto or Boeing or Anheuser-Busch, some of the big employers. It's just the nature of living in my hometown of St. Louis. So, yes, it's well known. And I've had some personal involvement with Monsanto in the past. And I know several people who work there right now, as a matter of fact. They're not happy with the buyout, but they're going to stay there till they retire, are vested in a retirement program, then they'll move on with their lives and get away from Bayer, which is an old German company, been around for a long time, since before World War II.
Sure. Wow, this hour just absolutely flew by. Well, I want to remind folks, so we're introducing these two new products, the shallots. You've got to try those. They're, if you like, a sweet onion on your salad or a burger or whatever you like. You know, try it. Try the shallots. And then the cauliflower powder is an amazing alternative to wheat or tortilla, right? Flour tortilla. I'll have recipes on our site. And then blackberries are back. I'm very excited about that. If you will just be patient with us, by 1 o'clock today, we should have these on the site along with those specials. Buy one, get one free on the first two, and buy two, get one free on the blackberries. Folks, take advantage of that. I'm only going to do that till Friday at midnight.
All right. Before you get away, the Special Forces Association in St. Louis is having their annual fundraiser Saturday, August 20th. There will be a Special Forces A team there from Fort Campbell. I will be there at 11 a.m. at the Elks Lodge in Eureka, Missouri. That's on Main Street there in Eureka, Missouri. Saturday, August 20th, 11 a.m., the fundraiser for the Special Forces Association. There'll be displays of equipment and weapons from the Special Forces active duty. There'll be great food and a fun time for the whole family. It is our annual fundraiser for the Special Forces Association to help the families of Green Berets who died in combat. That's what the whole program is about. And I look forward to meeting everybody that can make it.
Awesome. That sounds like a great cause. Well, folks, I'll just say this real quick. If you have any questions, concerns, if you need a consultation on how to prepare for your family the food that you're going to need for these upcoming times, feel free to send us an email. That email is simplycleanfoods, that's plural, simplycleanfoods, @chef.net. I would love to spend the time with you to help you get to where you need to be.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great offer there. Chance, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Thank you, John. It's always a pleasure, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor McKinney. And Professor McKinney, well, our discussions, we never know what direction they're going to go. It's always a lot of fun talking to Jim. You know, Jim is a friend, and his work has just been very cutting edge in so many disparate areas, from mathematics to astrophysics to weather. It's just amazing. To archaeology, to alternative power. What a guy. Here's our break. We'll break back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.